And a second. Any questions on the motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're back in session. Mr. Rutt.
Good afternoon. This is the time and place for public hearings. We have three public hearings today on zoning applications, and I'm going to give some instructions, and they'll apply to all hearings. Public hearings are legislative in nature, which means that the council will consider all the evidence which is presented. And as such, we need to have an accurate record presented to the council. I will announce the public hearing or the particular application. A representative of the Planning and Zoning Office will describe the application and give a status of where it stands. We will then call the applicant to step forward and state the basis of the application. We will ask then if anyone is here in support of the application. And after that, we will ask if there's anyone in opposition. There will be no direct questioning between the support, the opposition. If there are any questions, they should be directed either to me or to President Vincent, and we will try to get an answer to that question for you. And we do ask that you are respectful of all the opinions, that is, no booing, cheering, clapping, so forth. After everyone has spoken and any written evidence has been presented, we'll close the public hearing, at which point the council will discuss the application, and they can either vote on it or defer. If the Planning and Zoning Commission has not yet voted on the application and has deferred it, then council will defer it. I ask that all pagers, phones, any other electrical devices either be turned off or put on silent service, and thank you for your cooperation. If you are going to speak, come forward to the podium, state your name, and state your address before you make your comments. Okay, the first hearing today is on conditional use 1889, filed on behalf of Robert A. Marshall. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 7.57 acres more or less. Mr. Abbott?
For the benefit of the council, I'll pass down a copy of the proposed site plan. The Planning and Zoning Commission held their public hearing on these applications on April 28th of this year. The commission received comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. There were two letters received in support of this application. The applicants were present, gave a presentation. There were three area residents that were present that spoke in support of this application. There was no one present in opposition. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1889 for Robert Marshall for a landscaping service business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this use evolved from the existing maintenance and landscaping operations of the Old Landing Golf Course and is a continuation of that use. Two, no new buildings or activities are proposed as part of this use. Three, the continued use for landscaping operations will not have an adverse effect on roadways or neighboring properties. DLDOT and County Engineering Department have no objections to the use. Several neighbors appeared in favor of the applications, and no parties appeared in opposition. And this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, as stated by the applicant, no new buildings shall be constructed. B, all equipment servicing and repairs shall occur inside of the existing buildings. C, any material storage shall be stored in bins or other containers. The location of these shall be shown on the final site plan. D, fertilizers and other chemicals shall be stored inside the structures or in approved outdoor tanks or containers. E, the location of all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And lastly, per the applicant, they will submit plans for approval from the Sussex Conservation District. It was moved forward to the council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carry 5-0. We have not received any additional information.
Thank you. Is there anyone here on behalf of the applicant?
Yes, for the record, Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen and Friedel, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware, and a registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware. Good afternoon, Council. This afternoon, we're here for a recommendation for conditional use for Robert Marshall, which is the property owner. As stated by Mr. Abbott, Planning Commission reviewed this application on April 28th, and we received a favorable recommendation. The actual site consists of two buildings and exists today, so there would be no new buildings. Mr. Marshall owns the property. He's been owning the property since the 1800s, been in his family. Him and Scott Anderson started a landscape business, and they've had the business for around 7 years. They employ 8 employees, and it's just one of those things where they managed a golf course and started this landscape business, and now it was coming to their attention to come into compliance with the conditional use about the landscape. They weren't aware of course, having a landscape company since they had the golf course. So they came to me, and of course we prepared this application, and we're here in front of you today. There are 2 letters of support, and I think there's 3 folks that are adjacent to the property that spoke in favor of it. There again, there'd be no buildings. Everything will be, all the maintenance of everything would be inside. And of course, we received letters from the county engineering department in reference to the sewer perspective, and also DLDOT as far as no TIS required. Just real quick, Old Landing Road, the golf course, Old Landing Golf Course, and it's located on the west side or on the south side of the clubhouse. So we'll be using the exact same entrance, and the 2 buildings that are there will stay there. No additional buildings. There's, you know, where they park their vehicles. They park their vehicles. They have 4 containers for landscape waste that they use that's removed from the site. And there's 2 areas located on the site plan that would be for vehicles as far as parking. So not to drag this on any longer, I mean, it's pretty much to comply with what's out there today. No new buildings, and no additional traffic impact studies and requirements for that perspective. So I'm here to answer any questions.
When did he start this operation, you guys, landscaping?
Ma'am, it's probably been a good 6 to 7 years.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions of Mr. Crouch? Are there any parties here in support of the application? Mr. Crouch, you had said you had 2 letters. Do you wish to make those a part of the record? Have they been?
They were, yes, made a part of,
okay,
the record.
Yes, they're already a part of it.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Seeing none, we'll close the public record. President Vinson.
We'll close public record and close the public hearing. And with pleasure, Council.
So read it.
Read the heading, please.
Okay. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 7.57 acres more or less, filed on behalf of Robert A. Marshall. And this is conditional use 1889.
Pleasure, Council.
Aye. I'll make the motion.
The conditions, I guess, everybody's comfortable with those conditions, right? Yep.
Have a second?
Second.
Motion.
I'd make the motion.
Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to approve.
With the conditions.
CU 1889 with the conditions as stated from P&amp;Z. Any question on the motion? Not, we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes. We're voting on the project itself. They've been operating for 6 or 7 years and haven't caused any traffic problems that I know of. And I vote yes for the reasons and the conditions set forth by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, for the same reasons.
Phillips?
Yes, it's an appropriate use. It's been in existence without any issue. And with the recommendations of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, on the recommendation of P&amp;Z.
Based on recommendations of planning and zoning, and it has been in existence for a few years, there seems to be no opposition from the neighboring people around there. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, our second application is conditional use 1890, filed on behalf of Connolly's United Methodist Church. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a church operated and owned thrift shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.55 acres more or less. Mr. Abbott?
For the benefit of the council, I pass down an explanation letter that describes the intent of the application, a copy of the deed with the survey for the property, a sketch of the improvements on the property, and an aerial photograph of the property showing the improvements. The commission received comments from the county engineering department, utility planning division. The applicants were present and gave their presentation. There were five people that spoke in support of this application. There were no parties present in opposition. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1890 for Connolly's United Methodist Church for a church-owned and operated thrift shop based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is the site of the former church fellowship hall. Two, the proposed use is a community outreach program of the church and will provide a benefit to Sussex County residents by providing affordable clothing and household items. Three, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Several parties appeared and testified in favor of the application, and no parties appeared in opposition to it. And this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a thrift shop operated by the applicant. The applicant shall comply with all Bell Dot entrance requirements. All parking areas and spaces shall be marked on the final site plan and on the site itself. D, no permanent outdoor displays of merchandise shall be permitted on the site. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And it was recommended that this application be forwarded to the council with the recommendation that it be approved, and that motion carried 5-0. And we have not received any additional information on this application.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in support of this application?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Edwin Perry. I reside at 21914 Whisper Winds Way. It's in the Lewis District, and 19958. And I'm representing Connolly's Church in this matter. And so I'll just proceed with some comments. If you have questions, I'd be glad to answer them. The Connolly's congregation has resided and occupied the current area that it's in for 188 years. So we're one of the earliest established churches in the area. They put up a very small church building, and we have operated there for all those years. In 1973, we erected a fellowship hall, approximately 40 by 50 feet in size. And since that time, especially through the 90s, Connolly's congregation group. And I remember when I first started, we had something like about up to 80 people attending congregations in 1995. And last year, when we vacated the property for a new church that we built over on Route 24 near Camp Arrowhead Road on Jolin's Way, we had gone from that level to 3 to 4 times a congregation attending. And we're blessed to have the new facility that we can use and further serve our Lord and the community and the people of our church. We have not totally made any decision about other than staying at the old, we call it the old campus on Robinsonville Road and Connors Chapel Road. And we have had some congregational meetings in the old church. Being a Christian organization, we're always looking for things that we can do to serve our community and our Lord. And the old fellowship hall is what we would like to use as a thrift store to serve our community area for people who can use the many items that are in a thrift store for so much less money. And at this particular time of the economic conditions of our country and our county, why we believe it would be a blessing to many in our area. And so we have decided to ask for the ability to operate a thrift store as another of our many missions that we have in the county area. Some of you may have been to our Living Nativity that we operate usually each year, and a Living Easter we've added to it. We have a soup kitchen. We must have 40 or 50 different missions that the church operates, and this is another one. This is one we would like to extend to our community. And so without any further ado, I think that's the essence of our request. We've tried to be responsible to the people in our area. Our pastor and myself visited all of the properties that were contiguous 2 hours, and we didn't find anyone who opposed and many who were in favor of it, as just to the essence of the operation. So that's our request. Any questions?
Questions of council? Thank you.
I have one item that I'd like to address relative, just briefly, to the... I don't know whether you have copies of the minutes. The conditions?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, we do.
And I think it was Mr. Lank suggested maybe I bring it up, or maybe you would just do it anyway. But number E... The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. I think you said something about that you all may waive that if you so wished. If I have spoken incorrectly, I apologize. That was just my understanding. I'm just looking for a way to save some money for the church.
Well, I don't know. Does it cost the church anything to do that, David?
I don't believe so. It's all part of the application.
It's all part of the application on the county. Okay. I'm trying to think, why would Lawrence say that? Just because the building's there? And
do you think I have the right one?
That's part of the ordinance. Mm-hmm. That final site plan review lies with the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Yeah, I don't know how we can...
I don't know how you can waive that.
No, we can't waive that. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, is there anyone here who wishes to speak in support of this application? I previously saw a few hands go up. Is there anyone here in support without... perhaps wanting to speak? Okay. How many of you are here in support? Why don't you raise your hand?
I would say all of them. Yeah,
I would say it's a unanimous vote there. Okay. All right. Is there anyone here in opposition? Seeing and hearing none, we'll close the public record. Mr. President Vincent?
We'll close the public record, close the public hearing. Mr. Malcolm Council, any questions if you read the heading?
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a church-operated and owned thrift shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.55 acres more or less, filed on behalf of Connolly's United Methodist Church.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make the motion to adopt it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second,
Mr. Wilson.
Excuse me. If you make the motion, would it be with the conditions?
Oh, yes, with the conditions. Thank you.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve CU 1898 with the conditions as stated. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes. It meets a community need, and I vote for the same reasons that the Planning and Zoning Commission stated, and with the conditions.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, for the same reasons.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, it's a good application needed by the community with the conditions recommended by Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, same reason, P&Z.
I agree with the findings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I agree with their stipulations and conditions. I think it does benefit the community, which is a good thing at this point in time. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you all. Have a great afternoon.
Okay. The next is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a subcontracted truck, trailers, and local hauling service to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.717 acres, more or less, being conditional use 1891, filed on behalf of Juan Sante on Honol. I'm sorry, don't know if I can pronounce that correctly. Mr. Abbott?
I'm not sure either, Mr. Rutt.
Ahanyel? Okay, thank you.
For the benefit of the council, I passed down a copy of the site plan. The commission received comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. There were four letters that were received in opposition to this application. They were from Art Sundberg and Deborah Sundberg, Ruth O'Ryan, Dorothy and James Del Negro. The applicants were present, gave a presentation. There were four people that were present that spoke in opposition to this application. There were photographs submitted. On April 28th, the commission deferred action for further consideration. Last Thursday night, the 12th, the commission once again deferred action for further consideration. There's two letters that are already a part of the record, I believe, Mr. Rutt, unless you want them read into the record.
I have a letter from Ruth O'Ryan dated April 12, 2011.
That's the one that's already a part of the record, and then the one from Mrs. Johns. We received one on May the 9th, and then that was dated May the 9th, and then there's one May the 11th that the council received on May 12th. So I can read that in the record if you wish.
We probably should. We should put that in the record.
Okay. Dear council members, I'm writing this letter to ask for your support in the denial of CU application 1891. The proposed change in zoning is from AR1 to CU for subcontracted truck trailers and local hauling services. Currently, all land surrounding this property is a good mix of agricultural and residential property. The addition of a business is not good for property values. I bought my property based on the fact that it was agricultural and residential. When I looked out my front door, what I see now are trucks, box trailers, and heat repairs of trucks. At the present time, there are no restrictions in place as to how many trucks and trailers can be on the property, whether they are registered, and how long they can remain on the property. It has the potential of becoming a truck junkyard. Case in point, there has been a white box trailer on this property for over a year, which has not left the property. The application states it is for hauling services and subcontracted truck trailers. I contend that there is more going on at this location, such as truck repair activities. A business of this nature is better suited along Route 5, which has commercial zoning. This application needs to be denied to save the AR1 zoning as well as property values. If this application is approved, then severe restrictions need to be in place and the site needs to be monitored to make sure it is in compliance with the zoning changes. Restrictions, hours of operation, number of registered trucks can be on the property at one time. No partial trucks or trailers lying around creating a junkyard. Number of box open trailers can be on the property at one time. No repair operations can take place at this site, and no unregistered vehicles can be located at the site. I invite you to come to my residence to see firsthand the operation that is going on at this location and judge for yourself if this is an appropriate place to have a business. I would appreciate your support of denial for CU 1891. That was signed sincerely, Mary Jo Johns.
And as I stated, there was two letters, two different dates, but it's the same letter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And those will be made part of the record. Anything further, Mr. Abbott?
No, sir.
Is there anyone here to speak in support of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here to speak in opposition to the application? Sir? Ma'am? You can keep it brief.
Yeah, without a record, it's tough.
My name is Philip Whitaker. My address 22490 Lawson Road, Georgetown, 99947. I'm about 1,000 feet directly in front of Mr. Ahanel's residence business. It's a T intersection. Lawson Road runs into Johnson Road. He's sitting right on the other side of Johnson Road. I brought six photographs with me showing this morning of Mr. Ahanel's business and the two closest neighbors and newest houses in the area. As it was mentioned in the letter, this is a nicely developing area, and I did buy my property. I have 3 acres down the road. I bought my property with the hope that I would make a little bit of money, and frankly, the economic downturn has hurt everybody, myself included, and I'm not looking forward to additional injury by locating a business of this nature in that area. We have several other businesses in the area, and all of them blend in. They're located back off. They're kind of, there's a backhoe business. There's a couple of haircutting businesses. There's a carpet business. And all of them are located back away from the road. They create no disturbance to the neighborhood whatsoever. Should Mr. Ahanel wish to operate his business in the administrative portion of his business out of that location, I obviously, you know, would have no objection to that. But as it is existing now, it really is not something that I believe should be allowed. I've had my eye on the operation for a considerable amount of time. I had occasion to go over there once about 3 months ago trying to track down the owner of a dog I'd found in the neighborhood. And Mr. Ahanel was engaged at the time in repairing business. It's an outdoor operation. He has no indoor facilities whatsoever. He slapped some plywood up on the outside of a carport to obstruct the view of what he was doing, and he's closed off the major portion of where he works from the road, which was a nice thing. He threw up some plywood. The plywood remained there for about 2 months, I guess, and then he covered it with siding, which that's fine. It takes me a lot of time to get some of my home repairs done, too, so I'm not trying to select the man for that. On the application, it said that it's a tractor trailer business. I don't really know what that means. You know, there's really no clarity at all into what kind of business he's conducting there. The operation I saw just looked like a backyard mechanic working on tractor trailers to me. That was what I thought he was doing until I heard something different with this application. Also, another thing that I was particularly concerned about was the sign announcing this wasn't there. It might have been posted. The Planning and Zoning Department said it was posted when it should have been posted, but I didn't notice that sign until just before, a couple of days before the Planning and Zoning hearing, and it was not my inattention, I don't think. I can't swear to it. I didn't take photographs to document the fact that it wasn't there, but I got the impression that the sign wasn't there anyway. Reading the county code, this looks like a light industrial operation, and I really don't understand why it would even be considered in an AR1 zoning area. And the size of the lot is the final point I'd like to make. It's a very small lot. It's 1.78 for this type of activity. It's a nice residential lot, but for this type of activity, it's a 1.7-acre lot with 150-foot of road frontage going straight back, probably about 450 feet. And that means that he's impinging particularly on the neighbor to his left. That's not me, but still, it's the kind of thing that impacts that man's property values, which impact my property values in the long run. I was also struck in the zoning regulations that the requirement for an agricultural facility in an AR1 district to do anything comparable to what he's doing with heavy equipment requires a lot more space. You have to have a minimum of 5 acres, and you guys know what that is a whole lot better than I do. But I mean, it just struck me that seemed the setbacks that were included in that would not be possible in his lot. The setbacks included for agricultural facilities would not be possible in his lot. So my wish is that you will disallow this permit or this change. These are the photographs. The two with the clipped corners are the neighbors and the newest houses in the area, and the rest of Mr. Hotwell's property. Any questions?
I drove out there and looked at it. I understand what you're saying about businesses being located elsewhere. I couldn't see any businesses in that area at all.
Right.
It was all residential except for this one use here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Let the record reflect that I was handed 6 photographs, which will be made part of the public record.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in opposition?
Good afternoon, Council. I am Mary Jo Johns. I reside at 22097 Simpler Branch Road, Georgetown, Delaware. I am located approximately 800 feet from this parcel. This is really a good mix, residential, farming. There are some businesses that are located on Johnson Road, but as was mentioned, they are set clearly far back away from the road. My biggest concern over this particular parcel is that it will become a junkyard. There's already signs of that with the various pictures that have been filed with this application that demonstrate that there are truck parts, carcasses, and other items scattered throughout this property. And I'm looking for your support in the denial of this, unless there are some restrictions as to what type of business operations go on in this facility. It's could very well become more and more of a junkyard with a vast majority of unregistered vehicles, especially on the size of this particular lot, which is about only an acre and a half. So that's a big concern as well. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Seeing no one else present to speak either way, we'll close the public record. I will note that the applicant failed to appear today, and that the Planning and Zoning Commission had deferred action on this matter.
So you've closed the record, is what I understand?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because I wanted to make a comment of what I saw out there. Well, I did drive out there. I have not seen a more inappropriate use since I've been in office. So I invite the council to take a look at it.
Closing the public record, Mr. Benson.
Public record being closed, and we'll close the public hearing. I do have a question, Mr. Rutt. With no one here to present a case to build a record. I don't think we can. I mean, at any point in time, we can't approve it because there's no record to base it on.
Right. There's no record of no substantial evidence of record upon which you could approve the application. I mean, this has happened in the past.
Right.
So.
P and Z deferred.
Yeah, we can't do anything.
We can't vote.
Their record is part of your record. So you if you wanted to rely on the planning and zoning record, you could do that. But in terms of a record made here before you,
there is no record for it. I mean, there was a record against it, obviously. But there's no one, nobody presented a case for the approval of it. Okay.
Hasn't he been here once before?
I have no idea.
I thought they presented this and we deferred or something.
No.
Mm-hmm. Can I move that we defer?
Sure. Well, yeah.
Well, we have to.
Yeah, we have to defer. But I mean,
second.
Have a motion to second to defer. Any question on motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And there are no other public hearings advertised today.
Can we adjourn?
We have a motion, Mr. Cole, to adjourn. I have a second, Mr. Phillips. Any question?
That's my expertise.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.